It's after 10.
My microphone wasn't on.
You promised this would be quick, right? Paul.
15 minutes because it's getting table.
Did Lisa make the motion that we go to item number 9? Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, item number 9 is Mill Canyon Farm Subdivision. Discuss and possibly grant final approval. This is located at 850 South, 250 West. Zoning is R122. This has been recommended for approval without conditions by the Planning Commission.
So,
Michael, make it fast.
I can cut to the chase on this. I don't think we have any changes from preliminary. I can't think of any specific change. So just to remind everybody, this is property located on the west side of 250 West and north of 970 South.
Huff Acres.
And what they're proposing is four lots. So two half-acre lots, about an acre lot, and then the remainder of the property, which, hell, I want to say that's 4 or so acres, is the fourth lot. We do have floodplain, so this area is not buildable. And then we have our setback off the floodplain. So the buildable area of lot number 4 is right up here or back here. Now, they do have an open space requirement. That's this green outlined area. So there can't be any structures in that area. It happens to be on floodplain also, so that's another reason why there can't be any structures there. They are going to rebuild 250 West in conjunction with Saddle Creek, the developers of Saddle Creek. So that will happen. That will be paved next year. Also, they're going to pave a public trail that will connect Stringtown all the way to 250 West and to the trail network over that we've got all the way to Center Street and up and down Center Street.
I'm sorry, but is 250 West, is the proposed street cross-section the old one or new one?
The new one. It's 30 feet wide. It's going to be the city standard.
Okay. Now, what, 26,
I think.
It got changed.
Yeah, and I think I've got that here. 250 West detail. Yeah, that's really difficult to see.
It's 30 feet.
That's got 30 feet of asphalt.
So this came in before we made the change, I think.
But where that's an existing road, construction standards, an old part of town, we have the ability to make that 26 if we choose. And that would probably end up widening it 5 feet over what it is now.
Paul, is that something?
I would think you would like to
hear it. Less.
I would strongly encourage that.
Your standard was 30 feet when I started.
We like to keep you on your toes.
What's that?
We like to keep you on your toes. All right, Council, how do you feel about the 26? Do you want to give some input on that? I mean, this has not changed since preliminary. So how much more would you like from Michael? And would you like
to talk about the road? Just remind me, the southern road will just be a hiking trail?
Yeah, I do want to acknowledge the Law family because they have been willing to work with us on the right-of-way for future 970 South. They're giving us a little bit of extra right-of-way to make sure we have enough room for that road in the future. We don't know when that road will ever be built, but that'll help us out in the future for making sure that that does happen.
But
if
as
ever needed.
Part of this development, it will provide connectivity for walking and biking.
Exactly. Yeah. No motorized vehicles, just walking and biking.
Yeah. Okay. Not until Jay Price does his.
And when it is eventually developed into a road, will it have a sidewalk or trail or something? Do you know?
It will have a trail.
Well, okay.
And so we're actually getting a trail easement 15 feet on the north side of 970 that will. Right now we're going to have the trail where the future road will be, but when the road is built, that'll be moved into that trail easement. Mm-hmm. That'll allow them to use their field for as long as possible.
Sounds good.
Who knows when that road will be
back ready. To the issue on 250. The portion of the street to the north, what's its width now?
20.
I would think that if we reduced it to 26, it wouldn't be so apparently different.
If the council wants a 26, it would be 26.
So here's a question, Les.
We're going to
remind me. Yeah. Were we going to try to do the whole length?
Yes. Yeah.
26?
Yes.
And I would say 26.
Yeah, in our budget, Saddle Creek is taking it to their north property boundary.
Right.
This Mill Canyon will take it to their half, their north boundary. The city is going to participate. It's in the budget to continue paving 2/5 south.
All the way up to 500 south.
Correct.
I like 26 feet.
Yeah, I do too.
I think some people are going to be sorry to see it get wider. But
yeah.
But
to go from 20 to 26 is what you're saying, yeah.
But it's better than going to 30.
But it's a pretty ratty road, and 26 is nice asphalt, I think people will appreciate.
So 25.82 acre feet is what needs to be dedicated before the plat's recorded. And we have findings and no proposed conditions.
You want to say anything, Paul? I make a motion that we grant final approval to the Mill Canyon subdivision, adopting the findings with the modification that the road width would not be the 30, but rather 26,
okay.
City standard.
I have a second now.
We have a motion by Steve and a second by JC. Is there any further discussion? Okay. Who have I not started with?
Lisa.
Have I started? Steve, I'm going to start with you.
Aye.
Jeff.
Aye.
Lisa.
Aye.
Kevin.
Aye.
JC.
Aye.
Okay. That one is approved. And the development agreement.
I make a motion that we continue to item number 10.
I second.
Motion and a second to continue. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay. We're on item number 10. The development agreement that goes with this is the only thing that now needs to be changed, the 26-foot road.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, council,
yes.
Any questions for
yes.
Corbin
yes.
on this? What?
Any other questions? No, sorry, I grunted instead of saying yes.
Shaking his head.
Yeah.
I will make a motion that we approve Resolution 2021-36, Mill Canyon Farms Development Agreement, with the change or modification to the 26-foot road.
Second.
A motion by Jeff, a second by Lisa. Any discussion? JC, I'll start with you.
Aye.
Lisa.
Aye.
Kevin.
Aye.
Steve.
Aye.
Jeff.
Aye.
Okay. Need a motion to go to item 11.
I make a motion that we do not go to item 11 or 12.
Let Michael address
in for half
12.
A second. So we did notice these for public hearings. There's a possibility I could just do a very brief synopsis, and then you could have the public hearing. But I'm not so concerned about landscaping. I am about the density, because we had to take out an eighth page ad according to our local code, which is kind of expensive to go through that process. Otherwise, we'd have to redo that. So I'd love to get the public hearing through for that item. And we could open it up for public.
Do you have a synopsis, or can you just open the public hearing?
I mean, you really could just open the public hearing. You have the staff report, so you've had some background. And if you wanted to open up for public comment at some future day, we could. But this would just meet the requirement for the public hearing.
I would like to rescind my motion and make a new motion that we do not hear item 11, but we do hear item number 12 for the purpose of public hearing.
Is it worth it to do the same thing with 11?
I was going to say that 5 minutes
public hearing too, and there's nobody here. I know.
Rescind your motion again.
I want to talk on landscaping, but not tonight.
I'll rescind everything again.
I want to hear what you have to say.
Let's move it to another night.
I'm not making a motion.
I'll make a motion that we move to item 12 and open the public hearing and then continue it.
I guess landscaping won't matter.
Well, I think we should continue it officially.
Pardon me?
We should continue landscaping officially if we're not going to do anything with it.
What's it going to cost you to do number 11?
Yeah. It won't cost much.
It won't cost much.
It will continue automatically if we don't open it up. We're after 10 o'clock.
So you're saying we don't need a motion.
Yeah. You actually need a motion to consider it because it's after 10 o'clock.
So we can just go to 12.
If it's not going to cost us, then I'll agree to skip it as far as that goes. So
the motion was to
skip 11,
move to item 12 post 10 o'clock so that we can have the public hearing with the intent that we would then, once the public hearing has been opened, whether we cut it off or not, I don't know, but we can deal with that, but then we continue after. So my motion is just limited to go to item 12.
But I think Brad said we ought not skip item 11. He just said that.
It's the opposite.
Just ignore it. So I just have to look for a second.
Okay, then
second.
I misunderstood.
Okay, Lisa seconds. To skip item 11 and go to item 12, all in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, Brad,
we continued that just for you.
Will you, Brad, make a note that to put item 11, let's look at it on the 18th. I don't know if, or on the 21st. I don't know if we have time. We have some time. That's a short meeting, but I was trying to keep it short, so.
Yeah, we've got time on that one.
So then.
Public hearing notice.
Yes. If we are going to notice, we're going to have to notice it again for public hearing. We have to do that for 2 weeks, so it won't be on until January 18th.
Why don't we just do the public hearing?
Just open it up.
And then let him comment next meeting.
Yeah.
That's a call left.
Yeah. You could always allow him to comment later on.
Right,
we always do. But we...
So we're on 12.
Let's go to 12. Michael, give us the synopsis.
Okay, very quickly. What's being proposed is to reduce the density for mixed-use projects of properties above an acre. So right now, the maximum is 20 units per acre. The proposal is, and what we've recommended, is bring it down to 5 units per acre. And that's based off of what's allowed in the R17 zoning district. Basically, if you take R17, you subtract 15,000 square feet for roads, you end up with the 5 units per acre. And so that would bring it in line with the density for the surrounding areas. Now, the Planning Commission recommended denial of any change, so they want to keep it the way it is. And they basically, what they were thinking is they want to keep a variety of housing options available in Midway. And so that's why...
20 units per acre?
It's really almost impossible to get 20 units per acre based off of our height requirement, our parking, and our setbacks. And so that's 20 units per acre really isn't the, you know, what's limiting what somebody can get. It's those other things. Basically, you can get about 14.
In reality, 20 units to the acre on mixed use, if someone could get it, is more than 20 units of just residential per acre. Because you've got commercial, mm-hmm. so
true.
If you were to carve out the 20% commercial area, that might push it to 25.
Yeah, it's pretty intense, that's for sure. And so that's why we proposed to bring it down lower. Sorry, Steve.
Yeah, I ask that we just do the public hearing because my mind is too fried, and this is a topic I really want to explore in depth.
Yeah.
Well, let's not talk about
Michael, are there any other key issues that you feel, in all fairness, we need to bring up?
I think they
could be addressed with the next meeting. I did want to bring up
basically one thought, and I'd be happy to share it with you now so you can think about it for next time real quick. And that is, I do think we need our commercial areas, and I'm troubled by the idea of giving them up to a bunch of residential that we really don't need. Although we need a variety of housing, I'm not arguing that. But... in that protected commercial area, we don't necessarily want to have that be residential there. But what I think would be a really good solution is, let's not just give it up when we don't necessarily just want it. I would say let's allow one unit. The one we just saw is a bad example, but it's like the, mom and pop live upstairs and run the business downstairs, so we allow that. But if you want to go more than that, they need to start meeting affordable housing requirements. And at that point, now I'm willing to give it up because now we're getting what we really want. So that's the way I would approach it. You know, you want a second unit, great. You give us affordable one, you can get a second one that's not affordable. And kind of just keep going up to maybe 15 or something, I don't know. That was my thought, but we don't have to discuss it in detail. You guys can just parse on that a little bit.
Yeah.
Thanks. No, I appreciate you bringing that up. Jeff, is there anyone online who has indicated they want to speak to this? Well, I'm going to technically open the public hearing. If there's anyone online that wants to speak to this, please raise your hand or type in your question.
Who's that? Oh, maybe it was.
Nothing. And there's nobody here in chambers, so.
Well, I was going to say, while they're waiting, I was just going to say one quick thing is, what's unique, I believe, is the C2 zoning is only a certain distance. Mm-hmm. That property for the village is kind of a unique circumstance. I don't think you're going to see that repeated on Main Street. And so, as we think about it, we got to think about what's going to actually fit, you know.
I would never say never.
Yeah, the Howder property does cover, it could be a fairly large project just to the east of the village. They have a lot of property, and the C2 zone goes quite a ways back on their property also. That's another potentially big project.
And anywhere on Main Street, there's pastures, there's open areas, there's old homes you could buy, combined lots.
Yep. Okay, has anyone indicated that they're online and want to participate? Okay, I'm going to close the public hearing.
Mayor, I would make a motion that we continue this item to our next meeting and that we have public comment as part of that continuance.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to continue and allow for public comment. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Corbin, there wasn't any reason I don't think to go to closed session tonight.
No.
I will make a motion that we consider item 11 for the purpose of a public hearing.
Yes.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to consider. Lisa's second. Jeff was the motion to consider item 11 for the purposes of a public hearing. Michael, you want to give us the quick 2-minute tour on this one?
Very quickly. Our main goal with this initially, well, there were two main goals. One was we've had a number of HOA groups come before the city council. We're trying to fix that from happening in the future. That was one of our goals with this. The other goal is the landscaping bar is as low as it could get regarding development in Midway. It's just all that's required is an irrigation system and grass, technically per code. Doesn't require any trees, anything. Yeah. And so, just to bring some standards, you know, into the code, that's the idea. And so, really, we're almost starting from scratch with this. And so, we'll give more of a presentation in the future on it, give you some details.
There's no one here in the chamber to speak to it. And Jeff, is there anyone online?
There's one person online.
And if
but
that
I don't have any indication for comment.
Okay, so given that, I'm going to close public hearing and continue.
I will make a motion that we continue this item to our next meeting and allow for public comment.
Second.
And we have a second by JC. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, I'll now take a motion to adjourn.
Now, I just want to ask, I thought Corbin was going to give us an update.
On parking?
I thought he was too.
That is.
I'm pretty sure I wasn't going to.
it's the next meeting that we're going to do.
I thought we were going to do that too, so I might have told somebody we were going to do that.
Yeah, it was Michael's fault.
I apologize.
Second.
Okay, I'm sorry. Who made the motion?
Motion to adjourn by
Lisa.
Jay, who seconded?
Jeff.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.
That was clean.